possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
I am with meteorologist Andy Parker. Andy, I just got to ask, how bad is this drought that's going on right now here in Western New York?
Well, it depends on who you ask and where you're standing. If you're in some parts of the southern tier, it's not as bad. But if you're in central Erie County up into Niagara County, people are saying it's cracked earth, brown grass, as bad as it's been for a number of years.
Now, how long has it been since we've dealt with something like this?
What we're in now is what's called a flash drought, where it's not really a long-term issue, but it's something that developed at the beginning of July, and we've been in this pattern where there's a number of communities, chunks of the north towns into central Erie County that have been dry for about a month now, and it's starting to show in the grasses and lawns across western New York. And when you say, how bad is this? It's been about since 2017 since we've seen something spike this much in the midsummer months.
Just want to ask, like, the Buffalo has been one of the cities that has never reached 100 degrees, one of the I guess, bigger cities. Do you ever believe that Buffalo will, with this drought and how hot it's been, could there be a possibility that that could happen?
At this point, Buffalo has a natural air conditioner known as Lake Erie. Even when the temperature is up close to 80 degrees, it still creates enough cooling effect on most really hot days that it's tough for the airport to reach that triple digit mark because the winds will push inland just enough to keep it in the 90s.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I do want to ask, do the Canadian wildfires at all have anything to do with this drought, and how has that been impacting that, if any?
They don't have anything to do with the drought, but they do produce the smoke that then gets caught under these heat domes, and it really doesn't get swept away. When we have progressive weather systems where you'll have a dry day and then a cold front comes through and it brings some rain and it sweeps out one air mass and changes it, this is where an air mass will like hit and stick. And when we're under one of these heat domes, the high pressure, it really doesn't change the air. It just kind of swirls the smoke around, and it will vary in intensity from time to time. So it does trap it. It doesn't, the wildfires are not creating the weather. They're just one element that is part of this weather.
When is this pattern going to change where we're going to start to see maybe not seeing this drought? I know we had some rain maybe like for a little bit earlier this week, but it didn't really end up, you know, staying very long.
Yeah, one rain shower is not going to change the last 30 days. What you're going to need is a larger scale pattern change where it brings in more frequent rains. Looking down the road, we're going to get some rain once we get into Wednesday to Friday of next week. Not enough to reverse course, but enough to at least stall the effects temporarily. After that, it looks like another one of these heat domes set up, and by the time we get to mid-August, we'll heat to the 90s once again. Following that, that's when we start to see more of a change back into the upper 70s and upper 80s towards the end of August. So there's no immediate relief, but there are going to be some shots of showers next week.